Good morning, everyone. I trust you are safe and sound and enjoying the signs of spring weather. Today is the fourth Sunday of Easter, and it is Good Shepherd Sunday, where we remember that Christ is our Good Shepherd and leads us in the paths of righteousness. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. As God's people, we may be scattered, but let us worship him together in unity of spirit and in the bond of peace. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The word of God from Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures and leads me beside still waters. He revives my soul and guides me along right pathways for his name's sake. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You spread a table before me in the presence of those who trouble me. You have anointed my head with oil, and my cup is running over. Surely your goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord for ever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The Gospel according to St. John. At that time the festival of the dedication took place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple in the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I have told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name testify to me, but you do not believe because you do not belong to my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. What my Father has given me is greater than all else, and no one can snatch it out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of Christ. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. As a good teacher, Jesus used images from the world around him to try and help people understand the nature of God and his kingdom. Contextual metaphors, if you want to be technical. The image of the shepherd has been a very familiar figure down the ages in Palestine and indeed throughout the Bible. The image of the shepherd and his people is a recurring picture of the king and his people, most notably King David, the greatest shepherd boy turned king in the Old Testament. It's actually from King David that we inherited the most well-known of all the Psalms, Psalm 23, which I'm convinced that most of you can recite the first five words without looking it up. The Lord is my shepherd. In the book of the prophet Ezekiel, we hear God describe himself like a shepherd. For thus says the Lord, "I myself will search for my sheep, and I will seek them out. As shepherds seek out their flocks when they are among their scattered sheep, so I will seek out my sheep." And then we hear God speak of giving his people hope through a new David, another shepherd king from the line of David. "I will set up over them one shepherd, my servant David, and he shall feed them. He shall feed them and be their shepherd. And I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David shall be prince among them. I, the Lord, have spoken." Can anyone think of who God might be referring to? I'll give you a clue from the New Testament. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David, called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. Jesus. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I'm bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day, in the city of David, a Saviour who is the Messiah, the Lord. The one shepherd from the house of David who shall feed and leads God's people is our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ." And from his own mouth in today's gospel passage, we hear him talk as the good shepherd of prophecy. "My sheep hear my voice, I know them and they follow me." Jesus is the chosen one, our good shepherd, the anointed one, the Christ. It is only through him that we gain access to salvation. He alone has the authority and power to grant salvation and protect his people. "I give them eternal life and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand." Jesus' authority is clear and his voice is worthy of his people's obedient response. The Father and I are one. But unlike the shepherds of the Western world who herd their sheep from behind, often with dogs keeping their flock in check, the Middle Eastern shepherd, the image Jesus is using, lead their sheep from the front. This is important to note because it reminds us that we are called to follow Christ, not forcibly driven into the kingdom of God. The shepherd that Jesus describes needed to know their sheep. Often flocks were intermingled in a common sheepfold, and each shepherd would call out their own sheep from amongst them in their own distinctive voice. By using this kind of shepherd image, Jesus is saying that he knows his flock intimately and that they should recognize his voice. Furthermore, listening to today's gospel passage, we see how Jesus has a passionate commitment for his people's welfare. "No one will snatch them out of my hand." Jesus is not a self-seeking leader or false shepherd that will dupe or mislead his people like had happened in the past. Thus says the Lord God, "Ah, you shepherds of Israel, who've been feeding yourselves, should not shepherds feed the sheep?" Neither is Jesus like the Pharisees and Sadducees of the religious establishment, who abuse their responsibilities by having more care and concern for their own power and privileges than the welfare of the people committed to their charge. In stark contrast, we know from Holy Week that Jesus, the Good Shepherd, not only cares for his sheep, he willingly gives up his life for us all as the Lamb of God. Our shepherd becomes a lamb for us. So we know that Jesus is the Good Shepherd. From the scriptures, that is clear. But it begs the question, are we good sheep? Today, just as in Jesus' day, there are many would-be shepherds, powers and personalities that call us to follow false trails of fame and fortune, meanness and materialism, power and prestige, status and self-centeredness. Sometimes when we slip into the sin of pride, we become our own false shepherd, convincing ourselves that our way is the right way. "We've erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts." If we want to hear the voice of Jesus, we need to learn to recognize his distinctive voice. How do we do that? By immersing ourselves in the Gospels, where we hear his words and read his words. What did Jesus say? How did Jesus act? What did Jesus teach? The answer is in the Gospels. By gathering with the rest of the flock to worship him, talking and listening to him in prayer, for the still small voice of guidance amidst the noise of everyday living, and our own thoughts, feelings, concerns, obsessions, and issues. By gathering with the rest of the flock to listen for the voice of Jesus amongst the other sheep of his fold, from our bishop, leaders, and one another. How do we know if we're on the right page if we don't listen to anyone else, if we don't take advice? We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. Our faith has been handed down to us from those who were first called to follow Jesus and heard his voice first hand. Do we know our Good Shepherd? Do we recognize his voice? Choosing to respond to Jesus' call involves the challenge to trust his voice, just as a good and sensible sheep trusts that the shepherd is heading for green pasture, even if the way looks difficult. Will we follow where he leads? Or do we ignore his voice and go off on our own way because we think that we know better? Or because we prefer to follow the same paths that we always have? Jesus promises that when we follow him, we will not be penned in but set free, known by name and safe in his care. He leads us beside still waters to a place of peace, love, and fulfillment. He spreads a table before us to feed our souls and give us abundant life. He promises that we will dwell in his house forever, in eternity. Jesus is the Good Shepherd, and through baptism we are the sheep of his pasture. May we all, with sincerity and truth, join King David in saying, "The Lord is my shepherd." Amen. Together with all the baptized, I affirm, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray. Good Shepherd, we pray for your church here and around the world. We pray for your chosen shepherd of our flock in Huron, Bishop Todd. Bless, strengthen, and guide him, especially as he prepares for Synod next week. We pray for this parish family of Trinity. When we hunger for your love, fill us with your presence. When we are fearful, feed us at your table. May we dwell in the house of goodness and mercy all the days of our lives. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Good Shepherd, we pray for those in positions of authority and leadership, that they do not misuse their powers, but respect and care for all their peoples and for the natural resources of their countries. Help us to learn from one another's cultures and respect one another's differences. We pray for the people of Ukraine and Russia, for peace and the laying down of weapons. Bless the peacemakers and those bringing aid and comfort for the injured, the displaced, and the bereaved. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Good Shepherd, within your embrace we find comfort and healing. We bring to you those who are weak or struggling with physical, mental, or spiritual health. You are the great healer. And we pray for healing of mind, body, and soul for those we now name on our parish prayer list and in our hearts. Praying for Pam, Angie, Paula, Al, Eileen, Linda, Jim, Marjorie, Sarah and their families, Andrew, the Vieira family. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Good Shepherd, you watch over us, leading us through the barren places to the place of your safety, that we might gladly lie down in peace. Be especially close to all those who, through the loss of a loved one, are now in a barren place. Give them comfort and reassurance, and help them to remember that your Son, Jesus Christ, put an end to death by dying for us. We give glory to you, O Lord, and join with Trevor and Sarah Nicol and family in thanksgiving for the life and witness of Raymond Nicol, in whose memory the chapel candle is given. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Good Shepherd, support us by your grace through all the hours of life's day, until the shadows lengthen, the busy world is hushed, the fever of life is over, and the evening comes. Then, Lord, in your mercy, grant us a safe lodging, a holy rest, and peace at the last. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Risen Christ, faithful shepherd of the Father's sheep, teach us to hear your command, so that all people may be gathered into one flock to the glory of God, the shepherd of Israel. Amen. Rejoicing in God's new creation, let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. And glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the Church and in Christ Jesus, for ever and ever. Amen. And go now with your trust in the Good Shepherd, and let us love not just in words but in truth and action. Believe in the name of Jesus Christ and love one another just as he commanded us. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and all those you love and serve this day and always. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.